Even before the euro crisis spotlight moved to Italy, the Berlusconi government was under pressure to cut spending. One target was the arts. As a result, a number of Italy's historic theaters have been shut down. Rome's Teatro Valle, which dates back to the 1700s, was at risk as well. But it's still going, 4 months after a group of actors, directors, and activists occupied the building. Reporter Megan Williams paid them a visit.
Benvenuto, figliolo.
Another open mic evening performance at Rome's Teatro Valle. Several nights each week since mid-June, improvised music, skits, and poetry readings have filled the house in this historic oval-shaped theater.
This theater is going to be closed, and we are here to save this place because for us it is a very important part of theater history of this country.
Benedetta Capone is an arts administrator who, along with more than 70 others, has been organizing events, working, eating, and often sleeping here since the occupation began. The group is protesting the Italian government's dissolution of its National Theater Board, the body that safeguarded Italy's historic public theaters. Since then, theaters have been offloaded to local governments, who say they can't afford to run them, and who then sell them to private businesses. Already famed houses such as La Pergola in Florence and La Duse Theater in Venice have been shut down and sold off, privatized or turned into restaurants and shops. The offloading of the theater is the result of drastic cuts to the cultural budget for theaters, museums, and archaeological sites, from about $600 million last year to $300 million. It's part of Italy's attempt to reduce its crippling debt. Earlier this year, as historic sites like Pompeii literally crumbled due to underfunding, Italy's Minister of Economy, Giulio Tremonti, remarked, "You can't live off art." But protester Benedetta Capone says the Teatro Valle occupation has become a lightning rod, not just over funding, but also over how Italy has mishandled the arts. She points to the constant selection of artistic directors based on political connections, not artistic experience, passion, and merit.
There is a spoiled system, and it's very difficult to have a control on the situation. And there isn't a commission of artists who decide about the director of the theater and also about the artistic project of a theater.
Pensiamo che il Teatro Valle invece deve diventare il simbolo di una.
Enrico Roccaforte is one of the performers occupying the theater. He points out that the protest began just 2 days after a referendum where Italians voted against privatizing water. He and others want the same protection for the arts.
In Italia c'è stato un referendum per l'acqua.
We had a referendum in Italy where we voted to make water a public asset, a national treasure. So that's what we're fighting to do with culture. We want this theater to become a public treasure, which everyone owns and where everyone can contribute, either financially or physically, whether it's mopping the floors or putting on a show.
In the meantime, Teatro Valle bustles during the day with political meetings, workshops, and lectures, one recently given by renowned American economist Jeremy Rifkin. The occupiers say theirs isn't a one-cause issue, that instead they're building a larger movement to safeguard culture for all. Actor Tony Alotta, who's part of tonight's performance, says the government's short-sighted plans to deal with its financial problems are hurting the heart of Italy.
It's dramatic for the workers who work in shop business, but it's also, as a citizen, it's horrible because Italy is a place for culture.
And as the occupiers are proving, a place where performance and protest meet to try and preserve a public space for the arts.
Il segreto del mondo è.
For the world, I'm Megan Williams in Rome.